With McValue at McDonald's, you don't just get deals on the drinks. You get deals on McDonald's drinks. So when you're breaking a sweat, embrace the chill without breaking the bank. And when your crew is running on empty, keep your wallet full while refreshing the squad.
Grab a cold drink at a hot price, like a refreshing Coke Zero or sweet tea in any size for only $1.49. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはスペシャルエピソードです。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a special episode on
Japan Top 10.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Japan Top 10. I'm Vicky.
And I'm Shauna.
And this episode, we have a very, very exciting group of songs today. So, Shauna, what do you think we're going to be listening to today?
Today, we're listening to some of our favorite tracks over the years, but a very special version. Today, we are deep diving into acoustics. Wow!
Yay!
We absolutely love a good acoustic song, and I think completely underrated in the grand scheme of Japanese music. But some of these acoustic songs, a lot of these will be covers of some of the songs that we really, really love. And some of these will be songs that just have acoustics, that just are an acoustic version of themselves. So I think a really fun set list today. Big shout out to our content writer Miles, because like it's going to be a really, really fun group of songs. I'm really excited, Vicky.
Same. I'm really excited because some of these songs I originally listened to the pop more electronic version, but this way listening to the acoustic versions lets you hear all different sorts of songs in a different light, a more stripped down kind of light. So today we'll get into like what is acoustic, some acoustic songs, and we'll give you some fun facts, you know, along the way. So although we have some exciting songs, we first have some announcements to start off with. Do you want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
And alongside that, another quick announcement is that we are currently looking for various staff members. So if you want to volunteer and join our podcast and you're interested in things like audio editing, hosting, or even content production, please take a look at our website at jtop10.jp/join for all the details on how to apply. And, you know, if you love Japanese music culture as much as we do, then this is like one of the greatest opportunities out there, because who doesn't love kind of talking about the things that they love? Yappers unite.
Absolutely. Plus, if you want to join, you can join Shauna and yours truly. So please apply if you want to. But another announcement If you are creating music, if you're an indie Japanese music artist or create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at HaleyG@jtop10.jp along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. Again, that's HaleyG, HaleyG at jtop10.jp for more.
And if you enjoy our episodes, just remember you can receive up to triple the number of songs by becoming a Patreon donor. And it's just at $1. So you'll receive this episode without any announcements or interruptions and just our amazingly fun commentary and tons of great music. So check out our website at jtop10.jp/club for all the details.
So let's get tuning your guitar strings because we are going to go into the world of everything acoustic. The term acoustic has changed over the years. Originally, acoustic instruments did not include many stringed instruments, but as electric instruments became more popular, especially in the 60s, instruments that involve vibrating or striking the strings like the violin and cello began to fall under the category.
So as rock music started to gain some popularity, bands began experimenting with acoustic songs, which came to be known as acoustic rock. And in the 1990s, bands performing acoustic versions of their songs became more common. And, you know, programs like MTV Unplugged encouraged these versions, further increasing their appeal.
As covers have returned to popularity after artists began to prefer sampling and remixing, acoustic covers of popular songs have also made a very strong comeback. They can be found all over websites like YouTube and TikTok, a new way to be discovered, gain notoriety, and show gratitude to your favorite musicians. Plus, it's a good way to unwind after, you know, a long day.
Absolutely. And, you know, much like how the definition of acoustic instruments has evolved over the years, the definition of an acoustic song actually also varies. So in June of 2021, Cambridge, Massachusetts allowed small businesses in the city to host acoustic concerts without applying for a performance permit, to help kind of make up for losses during the pandemic. So that means Cambridge defined an acoustic performance as having no amplification of sound except for one microphone. So some people say the most important thing to do with an acoustic version of a song is to differentiate it emotionally from the original. And others would argue that a true acoustic performance has no microphones. While, you know, some say that instruments can't be amplified through any other means other than a microphone is what kind of defines it being acoustic, right?
Yeah, right. And shout out to Massachusetts, New England shout out. Finally, J-Top 10, my home's being mentioned. But I'll tell you another fact about New England and acoustic after this one other thing. So needless to say, everyone has their own opinions on what makes a song so-called acoustic. In this episode, we have a little bit of everything. Songs played only with acoustic instruments, songs that feel different from the originals, pre-recorded songs, and live songs. So, quite the selection. There's something for everyone, and we hope that you'll enjoy hearing different versions of songs that you may already know. So, back to Cambridge in Massachusetts. Shauna, do you know the acoustic fight that happened in the 60s?
I actually don't. Okay, yes, it's educational time with Vicky. I am sacked. Please explain.
So before we jump into this, there's a very famous island south of Cambridge, Massachusetts, in America's smallest state called Rhode Island. This island, Aquidneck Island, is known for influencing Japan because Perry-san, or Commodore Perry, the same guy who forced Japan to open up, is also the place where acoustic and electric or electronic music kind of divided. So in the 1960s, at the Newport Folk Festival, there was a very, very big protest that Bob Dylan, instead of playing with an acoustic guitar, came with an electric guitar. So that is like really the big acoustic versus electric debate. And it happened in my home city, my home island. Shout out to New England. J Top 10, we include everywhere around the world. So that is our history of acoustic, electric, you know, back and forth really starts in the 60s. So the more you know.
Truly, that was very interesting. I love that. Oh, so interesting how much history goes behind so many things that like we just don't think about, but very cool. Thank you so much for that little history lesson. By the way, guys, if you appreciated the lesson and love the way like Vicky explained it, it's because she truly has it in her like stronghold. She's a teacher, if I'm not wrong.
Yes, so I am a teacher. Like,
I think Miss Vicky came into the house and gave us a real lesson on the history of acoustics. And we love to see it.
So leading in, we have Kochi no Kento with Hai Yorokonde.
Hai Yorokonde Anata gata no tame Hai tsutsushinde Anata gata no tame Ni Sashinobite kidatte Sanagara seiishi datte Yaya de ikinobite wakarazu yaritatte Hai Yorokonde Anata gata no tame ni Dekiru koto nara Dekiru toko made Ato ippo fumidashite Yana koto omoidashite Nara kumondo kanatero Tun 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 もう一歩踏み出して、やなことを思い出して、鳴らせ君の3から6マス、トントントンツーツーツー、トントン、ギリギリトン、ギリギリトン、踊れ、ギリギリトン、ギリ、マウントならせ、ギリギリトン、ギリギリトン、踊れ、ギリギリトン、ギリ、マウントならせ、鳴らせ、君の病の街を、客船を笑える他人のビリーを、うっちゃらせぎの超人たちを、 君の3から6マス、トントントンツーツー、トントントン、エア、ワン、イカリ抱いても優しさが勝つ、あなたの欠けたとこが希望、救われたのは僕のうちの一人で、 あと一歩踏み出して、やなこと思い出して、鳴らせ君の3から6マス、別れ道を思うがまま、ことわざ任せたきりわがままな言葉、魚でる吐く生温かな音は、トントントン、ツーツーツー、トントン、ギリギリトン、ギリギリトン、踊れ、 超人たちを鳴らせ君の3から6マス、トントントン、ツーツーツー、トントントン。
And that was Kochi no Kento, Hai Yorokonde. Kento Sugu, known professionally as Kochi no Kento, started showing an interest in music after he was chosen to be in a video for his middle school class. The positive reaction from his classmates made him feel as though he could pursue a music career.
So in college, actually, he was inspired by Zenkoku Hamonep League, which is a TV show that featured an a cappella competition. And so he joined an a cappella circle. He worked in an office job, but after collapsing, fell into deep depression. He began writing music in 2022 with the idea that he was composing songs with messages aimed at his past self to help others who were suffering in similar ways like he once had.
And the song Hai Yorokonde, or Yes With Pleasure, was released in May of 2024 and gained popularity on TikTok before climbing the charts all over the world. The song is connected to K Kento's own experiences, and the music video is a very animated kind of like Genki Goofy kind of video, but also the English version of this song is very impactful too.
I don't know, there's just something really beautiful about it. And, you know, on August 30th, 2024, I think the first take doing it again with bringing back some gems, posted a video of Kento performing Hai Yorokonde, and the video garnered 28 million views and 297,000 likes, featuring piano, acoustic guitar, and beatboxing alongside Kento's singing.
So, the first take, this video, aside from me being a fan of Kento's hair, I love Kento's hair. This version of the first take, I like Hai Yorokonde better as an a cappella. And just his energy and positivity, I fell in love.
I know.
If I watch this again and watching how he was like in the comments responding to fans, let alone responding to fans on his own YouTube channel, I would just like to say that Kento is really, you know, providing happiness in a overworked, dark, gloomy, you know, setting in the world. So thank you for the light, Kento.
Aww. But yeah, he has such a cute smile. Very, very infectious smile, I have to say.
Positive energy radiating. So thank you, Kento. Japan Top 10 loves you.
Absolutely. And I think songs like this just bring so much kind of joy and happiness. And another band that does that for me is Mrs. Green Apple. So I'm really excited when we're coming in with one of my favorite songs from them, which is Lilac.
Shikunare nai boku
And you just heard Lilac by Mrs. Greenapple. So Mrs. Greenapple is a three-person band that was formed in 2013. They made their major debut in 2015 with their mini-album Variety.
On April 12th, 2024, the band released the song Lilac digitally. The song serves as the opening theme for the anime Oblivion Battery. The song won them the grand prize at the 66th Japan Record Awards and has reached number one on several charts.
So on November 24th, 2021, Mrs. Greenapple actually posted a video of their performance of Lilac from their third studio session. The video currently has more than 11 million views and 79,000 likes and is one of six videos posted from the session. One thing I really like is that a lot of these bands do post their studio session songs. So we're able to see, you know, the recording process and we get to hear the acoustic versions of these songs. And I loved Lilac. But you know how you said Hayora Konde was one of those songs that you genuinely enjoy listening to as an acoustic version over the original?
Mm-hmm.
Lilac is one of those songs where I could not tell you which one I preferred more.
Yeah.
I think, okay, one, the set design on the studio version was absolutely insane. Like, it was a performance in and of itself. So lots of love for that, but I loved both versions.
Same, that's like my thing. Like, if, I think it depends more on your mood, what version you want to listen to. It was the OG one as well as the acoustic, just both of them are strong. So I have love for both.
Absolutely. Just, oh, such, just a really great song. I cannot deny.
And like, you know, hearing both ways of both songs, you know, it just kind of like makes me want to like, you know, curl up like a cat and have a nice listening session. Talking about cats, our next song is Dish.
With McValue at McDonald's, you don't just get deals on the drinks. You get deals on McDonald's drinks. So when you're breaking a sweat, embrace the chill without breaking the bank. And when your crew is running on empty, keep your wallet full while refreshing the squad.
Grab a cold drink at a hot price, like a refreshing Coke Zero or sweet tea in any size for only $1.49. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
With Nickel.
Yuruyake ga moete kono machi goto 飲み込んでしまいそうな今日に僕は君を手放してしまった。明日が不安だ、とても嫌だ。だからこの僕も一緒に飲み込んでしまえよ、夕焼け。だけどもそうはいかないよな、明日ってうざいほど来るよな。眠たい夜になんだか笑っちゃう。うちまで帰ろう、一人で帰ろう。昨日のことなど幻だと思う。君の顔なんて忘れてやるさ、バカバカしいだろう、そうだろう。君がいなくなった日々も、このどうしようもない気だるさも、心と体が喧嘩して頼りない僕は寝転んで猫になったんだよな。君はいつかフラッと現れてくれ、何気ない毎日を君色に染めておくれよ。夕焼けが燃えてこの街ごと飲み込んでしまいそうな距離、僕は君を話してしまった。若すぎる僕らはまた一から出会うことは可能なのかな。願うだけ無駄ならもうダメだ。家まで着くのがこんなにも嫌だ。歩くスピードは君が隣にいる時のまんま。思い出巡らせ、がんじがらめのため息ばっかバカにしろよ、笑えよ。君がいなくなった日々は面白いくらいにつまらない。全力で忘れようとするけど、全身で君を求めてる。猫になったんだよな、君はいつかまたの声を聞かせてよ。矛盾ばっかで無茶苦茶な僕を慰めてほしい。日々もこのどうしようもない気だるさも、心と体が喧嘩して頼りない僕は寝転んで猫になったんだよな。君はいつかフラッと現れてくれ、何気ない毎日を君色に染めておくれよ。君がもし捨て猫だったら締めるよ。怪我してるならその傷拭うし、精一杯のぬくもりをあげる。会いたいんだ忘れられない、猫になってでも笑われてほしい。いつか君がフラッと笑われて、僕はまた幸せで。
And Dish, or DISH/, is a four-piece band made up of members who were part of the theater group Ebidan. The group was formed in 2011 as a dance rock band that combined dance moves with playing instruments.
So Neko, or Cat, which is the song you just heard, was released in August of 2017 as a B-side to their 10th single, We Did It. The lyrics and music were written by Aimyon, who was inspired by the movie I Want to Eat Your Pancreas, in which Takumi Kitamura, the band's lead vocalist, played the lead role, which is a little bit of a fun fact for you guys.
And talking about another fun fact, linking back to the first take, in March of 2020, the first take posted a video of Kitamura singing the song on the channel. The video was so well received, garnering over 227 million views, making it the most popular video on the channel. The popularity of the video also helped the band gain more recognition, and the song won the Excellence Award at the 2020 Japan Record Awards.
It was such a nice song to listen to. Okay, again, Dish, I feel like we've covered them once on the podcast. Covered him like once on the podcast before, but love his voice. You know when people have like a nice voice, you just want to continue listening like again and again?
Yeah, exactly.
I think he has one of those voices that I just truly could not stop listening to. Also, he has some really fun songs apart from Neko. Although I am like biased towards this particular song. Really great songs, and I highly recommend checking out his music. Have you heard of him before?
Yes, I have. And actually, I did watch the movie I Want to Eat Your Pancreas. And
of course, yes.
So I don't want to put it like this. As much as I love his singing, I think he should do more acting. This is my unpopular opinion. Please don't come at me. Like, I love him singing, but his acting, damn. Yeah.
I know. I mean, Takumi Kitamura is just a vocalist I absolutely love. But I mean, I'm saying all of this, like, not disregarding the other members of Dish, who absolutely pull their own. Such a good band overall, right? And I think in the J-pop scene, also they do these cute, like, dance. They do a lot of dance covers as well. And it's very fun to watch. They are one of my favorite Japanese boy bands for sure.
Yeah, likewise. So I'm like, wow. Like, I love the other members too, but just acting.
I think we do get like a little fangirl pass there, but yeah.
Okay. My fangirl pass is okay, but I'm pretty sure number one, I've been like waiting for this song because I'm a huge fangirl of number one.
Yes,
he
listen.
Takes my breath away.
Yes. I think ever since I started talking about Japanese music, there has been one man and one man alone who has my heart 24/7.
Yes.
Like all day, every day. My man, Fujikaze. I think I fangirled too many times for me to like kind of say that there's anything that I'm here that I'm going to say that's new. But I absolutely love him. Big shout out to Miles for putting Fujikaze on the list today. And we are going to listen to the acoustic version of one of his most popular songs, and that is Shinunoga Iwa.
Don't you ever say bye-bye. ないのはもういらないのよ Bye bye I'd always stick with drama baby。
And you just heard the acoustic version of Shinunoga Iwa by none other than my favorite artist, Fujikaze. So he began playing classical piano as a child, influenced by his dad. And at around 12 years old, he started uploading videos of his music to YouTube. And this landed him his first label deal.
He released his first album, Help Ever Hurt Never, in 2020.
And in July of 2022, 2 years later, Shinunoga Iwa, a song from his first album, gained popularity in Thailand through TikTok. And with the song's sudden popularity, it reached number 4 on Spotify's global charts and then number 1 on local charts in 23 different countries.
We love our bilingual Japanese and English king because on April 22nd, 2024, NPR posted a YouTube video of their first Tiny Desk concert in Japan, featuring Fujikaze. The Tiny Desk concerts are small concerts hosted in an office room that are mostly acoustic and performed without things like reverb or in-ear monitors. And fun fact, this was a collaboration between not only NPR, but also NHK.
And okay, the Tiny Desk concerts honestly have some really great acoustic performances. I will say not necessarily J-pop or Japanese music, mm-hmm. but just music like from a lot of really great musicians from all over the world. But I highly recommend checking them out. I absolutely binge watched Fujikaze's Tiny Desk concert. And it was a 30-minute set of 6 songs with Shinunoga Iwa as the finale.
It's just so beautiful, this performance. I think they need to have Fujikaze back on the Tiny Desk Concert Japan series because June 13th, Fujikaze released a new song.
Yes. Yes, I'm so glad you brought this up because, I mean, he's just coming out with some really amazing new music. And why is he doing this to me is the real question.Absolutely amazing.
Same. And just so amazing. And like his water bottle brand right now, or like deal, like it's his face and Ohtani Shohei's face everywhere. Like, do you want Fujikaze today or do you want a baseball superstar? Like they have almost so many overlapping deals, like with like water brands and everything. When I go to a vending machine, I do see Fujikaze's face quite often.
As you should. I know this, we're talking about Shinunoga Iwa, which in its own right, absolutely amazing song.
Yeah.
But very quickly, want to talk about Hachiko, which is the song that was released yesterday.
Yes.
As of the time of us recording this, which is, I think, the 14th.
Yes, of June. I love this video. I love this so much.
It is so iconic. So iconic.
So for our folks who don't know, teacher time again, Hachiko was a legendary Akita Inu, and his owner, I believe, was a professor who would go to class every single day, and this dog would meet his owner at Shibuya Station. However, after their owner passed away, every single day, Hachiko would show up at the station, and other Japanese people started taking care of this Akita Inu. And since their death in the 1930s, there is a mural which has since been removed, but a very well-known Hachiko statue, which is reflected in the music video, and the lyrics describe loyalty, just like Hachiko was loyal to their owner.
It is, I think, a beautiful song. And Shinunoga Iwa, back to the topic though, is just, I think it is everyone's introduction to Fujikaze on like an international popularity scale. And I think part of the reason why I love Fujikaze and his music is that it became so much easier for me to talk about my love for Japanese music to so many people because I think...I will say the internet has made it so much easier for people to truly appreciate music.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fact that we're able to sit here and talk about J-pop and music is because there are these artists who jump to like international acclaim and then make it something that is accessible to everyone.
Yeah, and on top of that, talking about the internet, like this was also like my introduction to Fujikaze. This is my unpopular opinion. Shauna, don't kill me for this one. But I actually like his live performance. I think 2022, 2023, that's posted on his channel more so than the Tiny Desk concert. So like he's like all like in kind of like not a red kimono, but he's wearing red performing on stage. And I just think his voice is so much more passionate there.
You know what? While I love the Tiny Desk concerts, I am a Fujikaze fan overall. And so his live performances, I will say, are just, he's such a performer. He really is such a performer.
Yeah.
So again, truly appreciate all of it.
And it's just like how he performs live. Like, I'm not sure if you saw, like, he had like a stage mishap.
Yes.
And he kept going. And
oh,
I was just
God.
Like, oh, I love this man. And by the way, I just wanted to tell you something. Do you know when his birthday is?
Okay. I feel like I should know this.
Today.
Stop.
We're recording on Fujikaze's birthday. Happy birthday, Fujikaze.
We love you. June we love
14th.
You.
We love our Gemini King. Like, yes, my birthday is in like 2 weeks and one day, but I had Fujikaze's birthday and the little notification just came up in Japanese, Yahoo News. He turns 28 today. So, and he is from Okayama. If you don't know that, that is a beautiful place. Kind of like southwest of me, but it's not a very well visited prefecture. So please visit Okayama on Fujikaze's birthday, June 14th.
But what are the odds? I think the world divined it for us.
Impeccable timing. Happy birthday, Fujikaze.
I know. What a way to kind of end the episode. 10 out of 10. I love it.
Yeah, it just, you know, one other thing. In a week from now, though, our All About Me episodes will continue and feature our longtime audio editor, Tadamichi. He will feature some of his favorite tracks along with sharing memorable moments on our podcast. So, after celebrating Fujikaze's birthday, please stay tuned for more.
Absolutely. And just very quick shout out to Tada. I'm so excited to hear his All About Me episode. He has been the absolute, like, so integral to ensuring that our episodes get out to you. So shout out to all our audio editors and content writers here. We love to see it. Thank you. I'm so happy right now. Oh, my heart feels so fulfilled. I feel like this is, yes, we end here, guys. I will fangirl for another, like, 20 minutes.
Same. Okay. I'm about to fangirl as well. So...
But I guess with that, we kind of wrap up our little acoustic set for the day. How are you feeling, Vicky?
I feel like I'm about to go find an acoustic guitar. How about
Real?
You?
Yes, I think we... Okay, so actually after this, Vicky and I are going to go start our own little band doing exclusively Japanese acoustic covers of Japanese songs, you know. So if you don't hear us anymore, just remember, we will be on the Oricon chart soon.
Yes, just watch out, buckle up, get ready, because we will be creating our own music. So,
yay,
yay, acoustic time.
But I guess with that, we wrap up. Thank you so much for listening, and we will catch you in another episode.
Yes, thank you for listening. See you soon. Mata ne.
Bye.
Bye. Japan Top 10.
Hey there, music lovers. Did you know that getting licensed to share music online is not just the right thing to do? It's also super important for supporting creators and the music industry. That's why we're proud to be licensed by SOCAN, a copyright collective that grants licenses for online music broadcasts in Canada. By getting licensed through SOCAN, you ensure that every beat, every note, and every melody that you play is compliant and fair to the creators. Join us in supporting the music community. Visit SOCAN's website at www.socan.com and get your web radio, podcast, or any other use of online music licensed today. Let's stream beautiful music together, legally and ethically. SOCAN. Music. People. Connected.
Life is a workout. and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.